Sounds man.
Capital 263. Keep It Real Fridays with Celatine and Brian Willis.
Welcome to Keep It Real Fridays. I am your social architect, Celatine.
And I'm Brian Willis, no relation to Bruce.
What's up, Brian?
Nothing much, Mr. Social Architect. How you doing?
I'm doing awesome, bro.
How was your week?
The week has been splendid. And you're listening to the number one hip-hop podcast in the country on Capital 263.
And fungut panani naro.
They might be, but yo, guys, when you check out for our episode, make sure you like and subscribe on iono.fm and on iTunes. Give us a 5-star review so that we can keep on doing what we do best every week.
You need my subscription. I didn't know you could subscribe.
Yes, you do.
For notifications and stuff.
Yeah, if you have an iPhone for the podcast app, you know, you get a notification each time your favorite hip hop podcast pops up. So,
oh yeah, Miss
sure
Red
to do the right thing.
She signed up for that. So whenever something new pops up, is not that one fan of technology. Anana Dion.
And then if you're Team Android, you just subscribe on iono. I think they'll just drop you an email. I don't know if you, maybe the notification will pop up your email. But oh, there's something in the oven. So yeah, a bit of news to just talk about. There was the Africa Hip Hop Awards press conference last week that we attended, or rather I attended with my right-hand man.
I could not make it. When you guys are having these things, feel free to organize them so that they happen over a weekend when some of us with actual 9-to-5s can participate.
Yeah, next time they'll be sure to do that.
Yes, they
should. They know that one. They're 9-to-5. Come up with the food because there's lots and lots of food. You know how you love your food.
What's the point of having all that food if I don't eat it?
But yeah, let's just run through some of the brief notes that we picked up. There'll be 31 categories for the awards. And sometime in August this year, the date is not confirmed yet, that's when the award show will take place. And the nominations will be based on recommendations from country reps. That's what Nana said. Because I remember someone asking, yo, how'd you come up with these? Do you listen to like a bunch of submissions? You go through like 500. Because, you know, people from Zimbabwe, but they're not lazy. They'll send you stuff. So they're like, how do you cipher through all these things? And it's like, nope, you just depend on the country reps.
And who's our country rep?
This nice, fine lady called Lady K.
Ooh, some Lady K.
Some other consultants, they said. So, yeah.
So, for Zim Hip Hop nominees and stuff to be considered, she has to feel the music first.
Yeah, and then she has, like,
there are the four people.
Four people, yeah. It's not just.
Do you know the four people? Oh, they haven't been revealed yet. It's like only Lady K is taking the fire. Sorry, Zim Hip Hop.
One of the questions I asked Nana, the director, I was like, yo, so what's going to make this different from all the other award shows? Because, you know, we just want to have shows where you give someone a plaque, they go hang it up in their bedroom in their mama's house, and nothing happens for the whole year, because we've seen that way, there's no growth. And then he says, okay, they're working with Universal Music Group, so
ooh, nice.
They're going to try and organize some management deals, possible management and distribution deals, but he was saying, please do not expect anything. Don't expect too much monetary wise. We're just starting out.
He's honest.
Yeah. Don't expect too much.
At least he's honest. And hopefully, if whoever wins from Zim, Munoti represent Ocean M. Soro, because some of y'all find it hard to put ID3 tags on your music. I mean, proper business etiquette music wise. Hopefully you'll be trained.
And in terms of representing, I'm sure there's going to be a platform where they're encouraging Zim Hip Hop artists to, you know, step up and submit. I think Lady K is going to roll out some so that they can, because they're looking for performers as well from all around Africa. So, and there's going to be a certain quota Zim Hip Hop artists should feature. So this is your chance to share the stage with, who would he say? I think AKA will be there, or Double HP.
Are these confirmed?
Jabba?
Have they been confirmed?
MI has been confirmed. MI has been confirmed. But yeah, this is your chance, so you better polish up on your. But one person I heard who was popping up in a lot of the conversations is probably 10 Diamond. So I'm sure that brother should definitely be in.
Happy belated there. Birthday to him, man.
Happy belated birthday to King Goda. And he blessed us with a birthday present before we could bless him. He gave us the 15 bits of video, right? How'd you like that one, Brian?
I like it. It's quite conceptually colorful.
Is it?
Yeah. I like the whole Anana attack money. I mean, on Juga Zongor Gutamba and what. And T Gonzi also made a cameo there on the video. 10 Diamonds, that's a good rapper. Dude, I got a 15 billion. She got the square shirt near Taylor and all. I think there was a scene younger who polished was Zuda.
That's Brian Willis's words. I just want to know, my US dollars, they say, where did you find them?
Exactly. That's my next question. Where did you get that money that you were busy flossing in that video?
And that was
not breezy.
And that was not fake money.
That looked legit.
And the chick was ironing busy face with the cash.
That looked legit.
Guys, I love that video, man. And it hit like over 1,000 views first day.
That's one of the first videos. 2018 Zim Hip Hop. The other one was Henaro by Shaki. So we got a poll running on our Twitter. You can check the results later on whether which one is better than which.
Yeah, you can check for the results, guys. So
why you seem lost for words?
It's so good.
The whole monkey business.
Oh,
story
the monkey business thing.
The H&M story.
We can talk about it, but there's other things to talk about.
My tweet,
my tweet is there, guys. I'm not gonna delete none, so you can just go.
This guy goes and tries.
I'm probably just pin it, but in terms of new music, Revenge of the Vin, Mbilikunafaro. I think those are the most anticipated projects.
I heard Revenge of the Vin
January. How'd you love it?
I don't. I only played it once.
All right.
And look, Calvin lyrically, he's a formidable force. I won't lie. He's dope. But I felt like there was nothing new.
Okay. I think I'm going to just listen to it for myself.
It was just me.
I can just speak on the RPL's opening song that I heard when I was in studio with them. So I'll just wait till I hear the whole thing so that maybe I can just.
Feels Wofuti is busy pushing this Mbiri Kunafero. Sireva, beautiful. Why is he sleeping on that, man? I mean, I don't think he was finished with it yet.
He's not sleeping on it. I'm sure he can keep up.
I mean,
it's
in the coco.
It's in the coco. Brian isn't even bothered.
No, it's not that I'm not bothered. I know that kid has got heat, but then I feel like he slept on Jideva Beautiful.
He's been pushing. Even before he released it, he didn't just pop up and just drop it.
Why are you working on new music, man? Are people done with the old? I mean, we got Few Kings still pushing TFAF 2.
That's them.
It's a strategy. If big guns like that go to do that, maybe
strategies work differently for different people. Different strokes, different people.
Is it working? Is the question.
I think it's working for him. He's gaining a bit of notoriety.
You said he was checking shots at Anana Rocky in one of the songs that you heard.
Yeah, it's just a light jab, a light tap on the shoulder.
Why is he jabbing?
It's nothing an OG can handle. So yeah, but we got a special guest in the building today. But before we go into that.
We got Give Me Five.
Yeah, Give Me Five with the
and
lovely
today,
lady called. Say a name. Her name is hard to say.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just going to base this off the spelling that I'm seeing on her artwork here.
Ayinka.
Her name is Niall Ayinka. Niall.
Niall Ayinka.
N-I-A-L
space.
A-I-N-C-A.
We finally found her.
She's going to pronounce her name on the Give Me Five segment. And she was there at the Bulawayo Hip Hop Awards. Yeah. She was busy freestyling homies.
I actually took a clip. And
she was body bagging niggas on the stage.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Body packing, Kanye. Okay.
Because you know what happened? That was a very impromptu cypher because they had a sound problem. And then Kelvin, I was like, yo, people who want to do cyphers, come through the stage and do your thing. And then I managed to catch that little clip. And I was like, yo, I'll look for Shorty after the show. But it was a busy night, Brian. You just watched.
It was a really busy night.
People were off the whiskey and the whatnot, the after parties. So I was like, I know, we'll see Shorty back in Harare. So, yeah, and we finally found it. So, Nianka.
Akumanaga. Okay, this is Give Me Five, and coming up next is Niall Ayinka.
Niall Ayinka. She's a force. She's a future force, that one.
Check it out.
Number one is the spot and I'm taking it. You're sleeping on the game, resurrection, I've awoken it. In no mood to tolerate haters front. You never see my come up, that's a thrill in it. What's poppin', y'all? Niall Ayinka's the name. I'm that chick who freestyled with the dudes at the awards. Yeah, I'm an 18-year-old rapper based in Harare. I started rapping in 2017 and I'm working on my first project titled Candles and Candy, which is coming out soon. From the project, I've released two tracks, the first one titled Gunnin' and Lit being the second one, and they're both available on SoundCloud and YouTube. Do follow me on IG, Twitter, and Facebook at Niall _ Ayinka, which is spelled N-I-A-L _ A-I-N-C-A for updates. As we keep it real this Friday, let's get lit, listening to Lit. That's my jam, y'all. I'm out. No, seriously. I'm out.
I'm feeling great right now. Lit.
Fridays with Celadine and Brian Willis.
Welcome to Keep It Real Fridays. I am your social architect, Celestine.
And I'm Brian Willis, no relation of Bruce.
And we come to you today with a special guest in the building from South Africa.
From Zimbabwe, but living in South Africa.
And okay.
I just
wanted to just make the people just be like, oh, snap, another South African. But yeah, welcome, T Mula.
Yo, what up, man? What's poppin'? Yo, everybody, you good?
We are awesome, a.k.a. Tapuma, right?
That's the name right there.
Yeah, because I had a bit of trouble looking for you on YouTube. Then I was like, no. Tapuma. And then boom, everything.
Everything fell out.
Everything was there.
Dope, man.
All right. I know. Notice when you hit the land, when you came to Zim, you had a show at the Big Turn Up.
Yeah, I did that. I did E Vitro, correct?
E-Vitro.
E-Vitro.
Mm.
All right. Yeah, so did a few performances.
Yeah.
Did a track with Take Fizzo.
Yeah.
We've been promoting.
Best producer of the year.
Yeah. Oh, that one's a banger. Watch out for that.
Did you bring us the tune?
He's still playing around with it.
Okay.
He needs another day or two. And
all right.
It'll be like ready for delivery.
At least with people like this. So you know, if he says he needs a day or two, it's worth the wait.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I never rush production, eh?
True.
I've learned that as well. Like, let the producer do what he has to do so that he gives you the best product possible.
Of course.
All right. So when did you actually leave Zim to do your thing in SA?
Yeah, I left a long time ago, like 2004,
bro. All right.
2004 is when I first left Zimbabwe. And then I was in South Africa for a while. Then at some point I traveled to the States. And then I came back a few years later, and then I've been in South Africa. I lived in Joburg, I've lived in Cape Town, I lived in Durban. Mana Road, yes.
If you just go on this man's Instagram and Facebook, you just see this guy is like international. You see Wizkid on there, you see the Nasty C's. You be like wondering, is this guy, are they the homies or is it just business? And
some are friends, but most of them are customers.
Okay.
Customers.
All right.
When you say customers.
Yeah, well, we run a business operation in South Africa that facilitates, certain props in production.
Mm, okay.
So a lot of the production houses are our clients.
All right.
And then indirectly, artists become your clients as well. Because no matter what production house they get a quote from, it's going to come back to us.
Yeah.
And then artists want to bypass the production houses to know you yourselves.
Mm.
Then, some of them become friends. But most of them it's strictly business.
Okay.
Yeah.
You also do car rentals, right?
Yeah, we rent out cars and luxury houses.
All right.
Mainly. But we can produce, we can give equipment, we can do that. We can do the whole production, but our core focus
is... That's your company, right?
Yeah, that's my company.
And that was your Ferrari, right? So you're the first Zim rapper with a Ferrari.
I'm like Uber, so if you really want to understand.
All right.
We got everything. We got Lambo, Ferrari, Maybach, Maserati,
I was just waiting for you to just claim that. To say, yo, I've got a Lambo back there, and I've got a Ferrari.
I got everything, man.
Niggas just don't know.
At least when we land in SA, we know where we'll be balling.
Yeah, we'll be balling.
Andiga.
Balling is a must, whether you like or not.
Yeah.
Standard.
Because with T Mula, I see some of the videos. He's called the Vixens, too. Which,
Customers.
Okay. That's what they
are. They the customers or you're the customer?
They the customers.
Okay.
I just had to clear that up.
Nah, they the customers.
I was listening to your single with Pauline. I was okay, I like this one.
Local Pauline.
I'm my sky.
Rocky.
Yes.
If you're on a brand like that, yes.
No, I'm just trying to see if we're talking about the same person. Actually, I hope this gets censored out.
I don't think so. I like the vibe of the song. And I could actually picture this could have a dope video. I don't know if there's a video on the way.
Definitely on the way.
All right.
We actually had a meeting yesterday.
Mm.
And we sat down with Andy Carter.
All right.
We thought about doing it with him. That's still in the pipeline. Yeah. We're going to shoot it today, actually.
All right.
That's when I was talking to you, and I was like, it's 5:30. Are we going to do it? But we decided it was too rushed.
Yeah.
So we're going to revisit revisit it, but the video is definitely in the pipeline.
I like the way this guy talks. You know, like, most people will be too excited to shoot a video. They don't really care about things being rushed. You know, whereas this guy, you can tell because he's more quality-oriented, because that thing is going to be up forever. Yeah. 5 years' time, people are not going to be thinking that, hey, we were in a rush, chi-chi-chi, because you're looking at it like incomplete, tacky-done product.
Nah, people...
So well done for that.
Yeah, people look at what's on there. They don't care how... people have no time for excuses.
True.
Talk about what's there.
They don't care about excuses.
Plus, I haven't really seen the treatment, but I just trust Andy Cutter. I trust you in good hands.
Yeah, no. We spoke about it. It's a love song. It's going to be a lot of, you know, a lot of...
Sex scenes? Shower scenes?
We're not going to make it too explicit.
No, it should be.
We can't make it too explicit.
No, not too explicit, but it should be, you know, it should communicate.
Okay, since it's a love song, this is something we just spoke about randomly. We're you know, him and her in different spaces.
Yeah.
You know, him in his space with his friends, and he's still growing, and then she comes into her life, maybe with her friends, and then these two continue, and then her addition into his life makes him cleaner, new furniture, more prosperous. Boom, now things are a bit better, you know what I mean?
But there has to be a reality spin to that, because obviously not all of his friends are going to be okay with this.
Yeah. It's either playing PlayStation with the niggas, and then, you know, the honey.
And then the girl just comes
is there,
and sits
she's serving
on his lap.
The food.
No, she sits on his lap and just that. Gives him a kiss, you know, just drags him off, and these guys are playing FIFA, and they're like,
I like that creativity. I like that.
You know,
that.
And guys get angry. Please, call me on the set. I got a few ideas.
Then later on, now, you know, the woman has given him the energy. That's what women do. They clean you up. You know, and so they're living better. And, then the friends come and visit later on. New crib, new whips.
The friends, you know, like, they should be a point in the video where, like, you know, the girl invites him to a wedding for her friend, you know, like, he's invited. And then these guys are inviting him to go out, you know, for, like, a party and then, you know, a club afterwards. And then he's, like, caught in between, you know. And then, you know, like, in the beginning, he doesn't know what choice to make. But at the end of the video, he chooses
the right
wedding
track,
with his chick,
track.
You know.
He's on the best.
Just to let people know that this guy is growing up as the video progresses, you know what I mean?
I think T-Bull is sold right now. Brian, you're going to be at the set.
But we're
going to take a short break and we'll be right back.
With more ideas.
Keep it real Fridays with Celatine and Brian Willis.
Alright, and we're back and feeling hydrated. Shout out to Young Sheik.
Max Carter. Shout out to you. Next thanks cut. For the water, man. So we're back. And so the idea for the video that was...
I'm joking. Hey, man. What a lot of people don't know is, like, T-Mool has been making some major moves. He's done some soundtracks on some big movies, right?
Hey, yeah, and that's years ago.
That's years ago, but still, people need to know.
I know. Yeah, we do come from far. We do, you know, and I can see, you know, you definitely have done, you know, somewhat research on, yeah, on a nigga, and respect, man. Yeah, I did the Mama Jack soundtrack, yeah. Leon Schuster.
Yeah, whoa.
Like 2005.
That's big.
Whoa. That is big. That it doesn't matter when it was. The fact that it was done.
Yeah.
They should know. Like, even in the States, it's just guys who just focus on just doing scores. They don't do nothing else. They just get picked for movies, and then they just, that's all they focus on. That's their pocket.
True that, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now we come from far, man.
Yeah.
I got a question for T-Mula, if I'm allowed.
Yeah, man. Go for it.
What made you relocate to South Africa and leave Zimbabwe?
Well, first it was opportunity to study in South Africa.
What did you study?
I studied the streets.
Ah, so being an Uber driver and pimp.
Okay.
I studied the streets, my G.
Okay.
It was also a time when a lot of Zimbabweans were migrating to South Africa and Australia. There was a period when there was a lot of migration.
An exodus.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's when I got an opportunity to go to SA.
Mm.
And then, yeah, I was there.
How's the business there?
Well, I mean, SA is the most developed country in Africa. So, you know, SA is pretty much on point. And we're based in Johannesburg. And Joburg itself is a city, bro. Like, Joburg can fit into any, like, city countdown, man.
True.
New York, Toronto, Tokyo, Japan, London. Joburg is somewhere, you know, breathing down their neck. So it's a good platform. It's a good city to push your hustle. Okay. Well, it's worked out for me.
You know? Okay, clearly it's worked out for you. I mean, if we're talking about Ferraris and Lambos and stuff like that, but me being the patriotic nigga that I am, my concern is usually with my artists, my fellow artists that are in Zimbabwe, that are either stuck in Zimbabwe or, you know, that prefer to be in Zimbabwe. What knowledge or any of those gains that you've made in South Africa, are any of them coming here in Zim? Because at the end of the day, not to sound like I'm separating Zim from South Africa, but, you know, South Africans will never really consider you a South African. You know,
no,
that, right?
I hear exactly
at some
what
point,
you're saying.
At some point, you're going to need to be a rich old dude back in your homeland in Zimbabwe. So is there anything that you're doing right now to bring some of that wealth into Zim, you know, preferably like knowledge
for
the people
definitely.
In Zim? Because I've noticed my fellow rappers in Zimbabwe, they've got this habit of thinking they're doing big things, but it's all in their small little bubble.
I think, you know, like, if you ask a lot of people that have followed, like, my journey, they'll tell you that, you know, I'm extra patriotic. Like,
true. The song Zimbabwe.
Yeah. In fact, the second video I've ever done is called Zimbabwe.
No. Uh-huh.
My name is T, and I'll be repping Zimbabwe, born and raised in the streets of Harare.
True.
You know, like, everywhere I go, like, I didn't make a mistake of people questioning where I'm from. I've never had that where they're like, where is this dude from?
True.
You know what I mean? They know that I'm from Zimbabwe. I rep Zimbabwe. I talk about it. I travel back here and there. You know, I do collabos with Zimbabwean artists on both spectrums. Dancehall, because I write dancehall as well, and I'm a hip-hop artist as well.
Did you hear the way he says that?
Dancehall, yeah.
Come on. Because I write dancehall. You know, like, you just switch from English to dancehall.
So, yeah, so for years I've done tracks with people like Anadaza D.
Yeah.
I've been to all the studios in Bare, in Chitungwiza, Nakutso. They all know, the whole dancehall community knows who I am.
Okay.
The whole hip-hop, well, not the whole, but a lot of the hip-hop community also know. So I've been in touch with, you know, and whatever knowledge I can impart, I impart.
Okay.
Musicians that come and shoot videos, you know, I help.
Okay.
You know, we've done Ja Praiser from the first one, Watora Mari.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did that in SA.
What was the budget on that?
I'll actually show you.
Okay.
$15,000.
All right.
Yeah. Then, yeah, we've done the Japanese at Davido, we've done Winky D, Beanie Man, you know, so a lot of, you know, a lot of the people from here, the artists from here, who link up, you know, I put in my all, you know what I mean? Like, to make sure that they get what they want, you know? So, yeah, even Winky D and Beanie Man, Winky D and Buff.
And Buffalo. Rugari.
Yeah,
that was you?
Yeah, we had quite a hand in it.
Oh, nice.
You know, I'm not saying I did everything, but we had quite a hand. You saw the Ferraris.
But just to go back to the music bit, I think T-Mula falls under this theory I like to call the training wheel theory, where, you know, like when you're starting to ride a bike, as an artist, people just focus on certain fundamentals, just the bars. And then when you get to the second stage, when you take off the training wheels, people get a little bit, you know, free to experiment or have another artist from another closely genre as on the hooks and stuff.
Mix it up, yeah.
And then you get to the third stage, where which I call the wheelie, where you're riding with the one wheel up, with one of your legs on the handlebar, and then you're actually singing. You're now doing the dance. And you might have the biggest song, and people might not say it's not hip hop.
I knew it was going to the XQ one.
No, it wasn't about that. No, this is about T-Mula.
Get away.
I'm not even talking about dude. But yeah, I think that kind of applies to you as well. So I don't know what's next in terms of the artistry. Do you think you're gonna just maintain?
You know, with the music, like, I want to try different things. I never want to be limited to a certain genre or to a certain. You can't actually classify me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I like that. And with music, it's been a passion for many years. And right now, I'm at a stage where it's a need for me to be in studio at least once a week. If I slack, I'm gonna do once in 2 or 3 weeks. Like now, I did one song while I've been here.
Okay.
But you know, as much as I can, it must be a track a week, 2-3 a month at least. And then I know that I'm putting out what I'm feeling, you know. And yeah, man, I'm down to work with different musicians, because I don't feel like you should be classed into any box.
True, but so, I feel maybe you might run under this trap where you'll be a jack of all trades and master none, whereby maybe the Zim hip hop community, they won't claim you, and maybe I don't know if the dancehall community claims you. So do you have like a home? As much as you don't want to be
my
in a
home
box,
is Joburg, yo. Joburg loves me.
Your home is Zimbabwe, my guy.
I mean, like genre wise.
Joburg, you roll with me, dog. Joburg loves me.
All right.
So genre wise, maybe I can get that better. Maybe that's the reason why my songs are still lukewarm in Zimbabwe, I feel.
Maybe people are trying to figure you out.
So some people actually, you know, think that I should even humble myself to the levels that I do. But I think my music can do much better in Zim. I'm an entrepreneur, so I apply my entrepreneurial learnings into my music.
Yep.
And I know for a fact right now that if you're doing hip hop, you've got a tiny market in Zimbabwe.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like, you can't put 20,000 people together for a show in hip hop.
True.
So I made sure that the dancehall boy didn't know who I and I is, you know what I mean? For the number of this.
But you know what, Mula? As much as you're saying that, if Casper comes or somebody, it'll fill up.
That's a funny thing, though.
So we can't say the people aren't out there. The people are there, and the people have money in their pockets. But are they willing to spend it on you?
Exactly.
That's where it comes down to.
On hip hop itself, it's growing, though. I think it's growing, and I think the talent that's in Zimbabwe, especially hip hop wise, I think we can give South Africa a run for their money. You know what I mean?
Like, definitely could.
As hip hop musicians, and I know hip hop is a big part of me, dog. Like, I'm like 50-50, so I'll never let it go. But I'm just saying, from an entrepreneurial perspective, like, I need to catch more than just the hip hop, the assumed hip hop crowd.
Yeah.
In Zimbabwe, I know you need to have the dancehall people on your team.
So do you have a team on the ground right now?
Yeah, I've got a team, man.
All right, are you signed to any management, or is it just like just the homies just handling your business?
It's just friends and fam.
Okay.
It's just friends and fam.
I don't know about
that's
that,
working for you? Because usually the demise of most Zim companies is employing family members.
No, we can do it better. I don't think that you know, there's always space for growth. Mm. I've been looking at in SA we push a lot of like PR people are the ones who manage to get your material out there.
Yeah. Huh?
I don't really know how it works here. Like, do there are there people that are industry specific with PR?
There's certain gatekeepers. There's certain gatekeepers.
But this brings me back to my initial question when I was asking you about the knowledge that you impart on Zimbabweans from what you learn in South Africa. Because right now you sound like you actually know the system in South Africa and you don't know the system in Zim. And the main reason why you don't know the system in Zim, I think, is because there isn't much of a system. So this is the knowledge that I would like you maybe to impart on. I heard you saying you're working with most of the A-listers, the Winky D's, the Dazza D's, but you know there's the up and coming, the rappers of tomorrow.
Yeah.
I think these are the people that we need to focus on and really school in terms of what to do and what not to do, because our Zim hip hop is just generations of the same mistake. Generation after generation of the same mistakes.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? So I think it's probably because the people that are mainstream, as far as mainstream goes in Zim, they do not impart this knowledge to the young up and coming rappers.
I get a lot of questions every day a lot of songs. I want to, before I lose this point, I want to just add to what you're talking about. Okay, in SA, this is the system.
Yeah.
More or less.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, it's true for Africa's musical development stage. If you've got some sheets, you can make a nice product.
Yeah.
In SA, this is the first thing. You need a dope audio track.
Uh-huh.
You got a dope audio track.
Follow up with
you
the
need
video.
To have good PR first.
Yeah.
When you got good PR, the audio is going to go onto a lot of radio stations.
Rotations.
In between, you can get a video. You need a video. Not you can. You need a good video. When you get that video, the stations, they give preference to tracks that are hot on radio.
Mm-hmm.
Standard. We can do backdoor. It's easy. I can get you a video. If it's fly, I can get it on any station, on Trace, on MTV, or whatever. But the higher your rotation is going to depend on your radio popularity.
Yeah.
So you need to do that audio to radio through PR. You push your video, then you have your longevity. When you put that puzzle together, depending on how well you do it, you're going to last for a day, a week, a month, or the whole year. And people will be vibing to that track.
Uh-huh.
So the way Africa is set up right now, you know, corporate value towards upcoming artists is not yet that much.
Yeah.
So they want product already. You need to have your stuff out there for them to be like, okay,
we'll
this dude here, let's put some sheets towards him. You know what I mean? Unless you're getting that money from your own family, from home.
You're already rich from home, yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So the opportunities for musicians to get product are not as much as the West, but they're there now in South Africa.
Yeah.
Another thing is, for the last couple of years, we've been shooting a lot of Nigerian music videos have been the ones that can afford the budgets for the props that we supply.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
And South African musicians and so the South African community as a whole saw that Nigerians are coming and doing flyer videos than us at home.
In your own home ground.
In your own cabin.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And then now there's been a connection with corporate South Africa. Now a lot of the South African music videos, you'll see branding in them.
Uh-huh.
You'll see Castle Light. You'll see Castle Mixed Out. You'll see Chewing Gum, Sweets.
I saw Dragon.
Yep.
Dragon. There's a lot of, you know, the corporate in South Africa has understood the need to get involved with entertainment because of what stages entertainment is.
Mm-hmm.
Where people like Casper are doing 60K people.
Sure.
If your brand is there, you've got a whole heap of brand value. You know what I mean? So it's the same thing with Zim. We need to get to a level where, you know, corporate Zimbabwe understands brand value by associating with entertainment.
Because
entertainment is real. I didn't go to Unplugged, but I heard they were like, maybe they were exaggerating, 6,000 to 8,000 people.
I don't know, but I think so. The last one?
Yeah, this last one.
It was quite big.
Exactly. exactly. But now if you're a brand like Coca-Cola was already, these are bigger brands, they're on top of it. They already know that there's brand value. Let me participate with these industries, you know what I mean?
The Zimbo ones, they usually come to the party late. They want to see if it works and then they jump on track. They don't really just go into it. So
it's same thing with SA, but it's growing. I guess also there's economic growth allows these corporates to make such decisions as well.
Yep.
You know, hopefully this new Zimbabwe we in will bring more opportunities. But once we start getting doper budgets for videos, we start doing doper videos, and doper videos get dope rotation on the biggest platforms, and then that means that people in Uganda, in Rwanda, who don't understand Shona, they want to see what they can see, you know what I mean? And they will, Shona will be on the African continent, like Nigerian languages on the African continent. We don't know what they're saying, but we love it, we sing it.
Yeah,
the visuals are proper.
But let's keep it a buck. Zimart is paying 15K. I think that's a bit too much.
No,
but they're doing it.
I know they probably are. I mean, like locally, if you're trying to get a whole bunch of other things going, and to just pour in 15K, unless if you're a job raiser, maybe you know it's nothing to him.
Okay, 15 was that. But most artists, I think, to get the quality that you know, the shoot on Red, the best editing, get the best color grading on DaVinci, get the best product from about $5,000.
Okay, all right. I think that's reasonable.
Yeah,
it's 20K, and then but you're still in your mama's house and you wanna blow 20K on a video.
But let me tune you now. I'm giving you the example of where we pray that Zimbabwe heads.
Yeah.
Look at an artist like, we've shot a couple of Telemann videos.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen Telemann's videos? Mm-hmm. Telemann is sponsored by Spirit Esprit or something like that.
Yeah.
But those are like $250,000 budgets. We did PH's new song with Deleuze and Benchmark. Flight mode. I got a book up in Lagos.
Yep.
That one was about, I think, about
$300,000. Sure.
Damn. You know, that was Martel and GH Mum combined.
Wow.
So what I'm saying is, we need that assistance from somewhere. But business people need justification to assist you as well.
True.
So it's a fine line between sharing the value, and you don't have to wake up rich. It can happen because there's a Batanai Gardens.
Yeah.
Because there's a whatever. It's possible. But we just need to connect the dots. That's what needs to happen.
All right. We'll be back after the break, after we just...
This is really informative. I'm liking this.
Yeah. Yeah, we've got Team Ola, guys.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
a social
yeah.
architect.
Keep it real Fridays with Celatine and Brian Willis.
Yeah. Man. Yeah. This is for the big guys. Yeah. Straight chilling with suit and ties. This here for the grown ups. Ain't fascinated by the double cups. I put my life on the line just to take what's mine. I don't care about your other business. I only came around for my pocket spinners. I keep a straight face on that money. Keep a straight face on that money.
Yeah, what up, y'all? It's your boy T Mula, and we are Keep It Real Fridays with Brian Willis and Stella Tyne. Stay locked in, y'all.
Smash, marry, or friend zone. What's your taste like?
Yeah, we just called this little segment SMF. Brian usually introduces it, but he's been slacking. So here's how it usually goes.
All right.
We give you three names.
All right.
And you just have to designate one option as per the three names. So either you smash, marry, or friend zone.
Okay.
So yeah, it's pretty simple. And you can't repeat an option.
I can't repeat.
You can't repeat.
You got three names.
You got three names. I'm going to give them all to you right now. And then you can just. So there's
dope,
there are two.
dope. They're too dope. And we're going to set it off the right way with
Smash Mary or
Friend Zone.
I hope his wife is listening.
Yeah, she's definitely tuned in.
I've been noticing he's been doing the rounds with her or something, right?
Yeah, she's been up there, but she just landed, actually.
But anyway, let's just get to the names before she comes through.
Shout out to the wife.
All right, so there's Nadia Nakai, Angel Nya Reads, and Pokelo.
Who's Angel Nya Reads?
She's a very popular Zim model.
Is it?
Yeah.
Let's see what Angel looks like.
Hey, Mr. Producer. But yeah, hold on. Let's see what...
I just need to know.
To commit to.
Oh, man.
But you know the other two very well.
You just put me in a spot right there, dog. I see what this section is about.
No.
Now you know why it's my favorite, yeah?
Oh, man.
Are we actually waiting for a picture for Angel?
Okay. We can substitute her. We're taking out Angel because the guy who's helping out is taking a bit too long to dig up a picture.
Apparently, okay. He's a techno retard.
Oh,
you need some information from the people from Tech Knowledge.
This is why I don't really like to, you know, take advice from people on the sidelines. But now I'm regretting. But anyway.
Are we substituting the name?
No, we're not substituting. I think he's digging the picture up. But she's cool, peeps.
Okay.
I think she's popular for
her sex tape.
No. I don't know if she had one, but I think she worked at Talk City or something. She's one of those fly girls.
They're giving me bad bads only. They're talking about marrying.
Oh Lord.
Celestine, would you marry a bad bad?
Of course,
never.
No, there's nothing wrong with bad bads, but would you marry a bad?
Okay, define bad.
But you know what?
Bad.
Yeah, define bad.
Bad means she's got a lot of niggas hollering.
I think the older version of me.
Are they just hollering or they are hollering?
Yeah, man. It's
Making a holler.
See, the way the system is set up these days, man, like, it's difficult when you're...
All right.
For women, you've got to be really strong-willed, because when you get, like, all of that attention, like, niggas got gifted a gap out there, bruh. Like, next thing you'll see, it's week in, week out.
Oh, I found her.
She found her.
I found her. 17,000 followers. My goodness.
Okay.
It's okay.
Let's see. She's a model.
That's enough for Tweet Muller for him to just make a decision. She's a model.
So?
And he's made his decision. That's all he looked at. Like, oh, she's a model.
Okay, dope.
That's dope.
All right.
Yeah. So, Nadia Nakai, Nya Reads, Pokelo Nari.
Hey, okay. I would friend zone Nadia Nakai.
Why? Why?
I would friend zone Nadia.
I'm sure you know her personally.
She's cute.
Oh.
Yeah, we're in the same circles. She's cute. But I mean, you gave me options.
Yeah, we gave you options.
Don't try to make this our fault.
My reason is because of the options that you gave.
We thought maybe there's some error, and I'm like, okay, I'll relearn. Like, yeah, to know if there's an error with this chick.
Yeah. Nah, Nadia's actually strong. She's dope. She's a cool chick and all of that.
Uh-huh.
I'd smash Pokelo.
Why?
She's sexy.
And marriage.
I'd marry this one who I know not much about.
Because she's a bad bad.
Because she's a bad bad that I don't know that well.
Man, these industry girls are very good.
Let's not go down that road.
But let's not.
Yeah, it's based on the options.
Yeah. Anyway, smart choices. But
so you'd friend zone Nadia Nakai.
Yeah.
Smash Pokelo Nari. And marry Angel. Okay.
The bad bad.
Nice.
Hey, man.
I hope she's not worse than, she's not the worst option out there.
I'm sure she won't clean you out, man.
I mean, what's a cool
piece? Yeah, tell us when you succeed.
When you're married.
It's in your mind.
All right. Anyway, yeah. T Mula, there's a bunch of singles floating around. I just want to know if they are leading to some sort of album, or they are the album coming out bit by bit. What's the story with those?
You should give me those contacts for those management people
to figure it out.
I need to figure it out. Like I was saying, day in, day out in the studio.
But you know, rappers do like...
And I'm excited about the next thing. Because we're always giving the most energy we can give. So I think 2018, I'm definitely going to drop an EP.
Yep.
My confusion is what songs to choose.
Yep.
I think we got like 200 songs now.
Sure.
Or something like that. So,
200 songs?
Yeah, probably.
Hey, where do you find the content to sing? I mean, I would run out of topics, man.
Got Bible pages of verses, my dude. My Google drafts, bro. Like, before the drafts, I've got pages of writing, but then now we write on Google.
Hey.
So, yeah, man, it's, I think probably one of my biggest talents is writing, actually. Like, quick, fast.
But you know what? We're going to give you an opportunity to make a good first impression, and you can drop some bars or something. So you never know, your management might be out there, or your next sponsor might be out there, or your next groupie might be out there. So you just have to drop those bars.
Not
red hot.
Man. I got no problem dropping bars. All right. Like,
just going to drop a local beat.
What are you on? You're on local beat, acapella? What you
We're going to drop a local beat. Just hold on a second.
Drop a beat.
Keep It Real Fridays with Shelatine and Brian Willis.
T Mula.
Yeah, Keep It Real Fridays. Shout out to all of y'all, man, for having me on the show. We out, y'all.
Bliss.
I'm so bad you can't save me. What fuck up did I do lately? I'm so used to misbehaving. I'm so bad you can't save me. What fuck up did I do lately? I'm so used to misbehaving. I do what I want, got no time to be slave. Get that money in the city, I'm a mover. Ear on the ground, that is how I maneuver. Got the intel on my hustler's phone. I be moving through the city like I'm Al Capone. With a drone at the top, that'll shoot a nigga down. Real niggas only, see we ain't fucking with no clowns. I hold it down, I run my city. You cannot run my race unless you run with me. So don't talk witty, cause it'll get shitty. Got a bunch of goons that'll make the shit unpretty. I get 100 from a 50, then I spin it to a milli. Blow that cash, let a nigga get silly. I said, what? I'm so bad you can't save me. What fuck up did I do lately? I'm so used to misbehaving. Do what I want, got no time to be slaving. Me, I real bad man, you can't save me. What fuck up did I do lately? I'm so used to misbehaving. Switch it up. Yo, it's Utine Styra. Aguzi kufaira avati kete unava kutoti gaira aiwa gava siye timbo fire mira zvegodo ndati mira zvegubaiwa nestaira aguzi kufaira they don't know us unava kutoti gaira aiwa gava siye timbo fire. Listen this, yo. Mumwe aga itabo iwe oda kuzishora. What's the problem? Test their bag itigatora. Some people just got their wrong type of thinking. Watch what you're smoking. Watch what you're drinking. Vano putika ne jerasi. Isu tinongo praise aselasi. Tinofamba na wasaga hati gaye. Jandi vovano itaguti tisashaye. Isu tine styra. Haguzi guvaira. They don't know us on avagutoti gaira. Aiwa, galaxy a timber fire. Switch it up, yo. Yo, we got that fire. Motivate and aspire. Make all the bad minds stop and admire. Real fire. Pana wicked man and man liar. Pana parasite we burn we can't. Yeah, we got that fire. Motivate and aspire. Make all the bad minds stop and admire. Real fire. Pana wicked man and man liar. Pana parasite we burn we can't. I'm saying fire that we burn and make the wicked get weak. Fire that we burn and make me wet up them sheets. Fire that we burn and make me get up them feet. Pass me the mic and let me turn up the heat. I represent for those people who stay real. Whether good or bad times be
lawyer still. Some boy didn't know how lawyer feel. But some of us, we live lawyer till the last day. Now my life and only God can judge me. Me no care, oh fear those who grudge me. Ambition, yes, me got the blood clot thing. I'm a certified hustler, blood clot king with my fire. Motivate and aspire, make all the bad minds stop and admire. Real fire, turn a wicked man, burn liar. Why I say, bust it,
Team Mula.
Bust it.
He ran out of beat again.
Keep it real Fridays.
Yeah, man.
Only place to drop beats and hot verses in 2018.
I'm at a loss for words, man.
Respect, man.
I'm at a loss for words.
I was afraid that he was going to bust into like a singing voice in a bit. Because you never know what these guys were on this alternative.
We bust that fire.
But yeah, it was quite lit. But on our producers, like, just eyeballing us in here, and I think we need to wrap it up. Just tell the peoples where they can find you or look out for your next performance.
Yeah, social media, link up, man. It's Tapfuma_Mula, TAPFUMA _MULA. Instagram, Twitter, everything, man. Yeah, you can catch me on YouTube as well. Just look for Tapfuma T Mula.
Tell them where they can get the cars, too.
Joburg or on my hotline.
All right.
Just link up with me on Instagram. You know, people trying to get some assistance in production.
Yeah.
Or even if it's just, you know, a little bit of advice on where you at and what you can do. Like, I've always been willing. That's why I say it on the radio.
We need that.
All right.
Yeah, link up. Link up the boy there.
True. Brian Willis, where can they find you, man?
You can find me on social media. I've got a new hashtag.
My goodness.
What's it called again?
Handle.
Yeah. It's at Brian Willis ZW on Twitter, and it's at Brian Willis ZW on Instagram, and it's Brian Willis Cashbit on Facebook.
Yo. And I am your social architect at Celatine on all social media platforms. Hashtag social architect. Big things coming. T Mula, thank you very much for popping by.
Yeah, thanks a lot, man. Big up the whole of Baby Ross Entertainment. That's our squadron.
All right.
Yeah, thank you for having me on. Yeah, Keep It Real Fridays.
Anytime, my guy. Anytime.
Respect, man.
And we out.
Peace.
I can't explain the feeling I get when I lay my eyes on you. I wish I could explain what's it about you that makes my heart so bad. I wish I could explain to myself why I keep taking you back. I woke up today, told myself we're leaving. I hate myself for leaving, but your heart left me months ago. Had my bags packed, left them on the floor for a time like this. Tell the doctor you lost some stress. I just can't pretend that everything is alright like it used to be. No. Reminiscing on my baby, I remember you holding me, telling me I was your earth and beyond. Guess you're interested in other galaxies. Well, the race, we leave your lies. As for me, babe, I won't bother no more. I woke up today, told myself we're leaving. I hate myself for leaving, but your heart left me months ago. Am I? Expect, left them on the floor for a time like this. Tell the doctor you lost some stress. I just can't pretend that everything is alright like it used to be. No. To all our friends and family that loves us to get, tell them the honesty of it. Start sharing pain when it's all yours.
and now.
Capital 263.